If you travel, you know how to really go off the grid. Like no cell service in your room off the grid. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths, sound baths, and ice baths? Because when you set up your out of office, you mean it. Because when you're the escape artist, vacation is all about resting, meditating, drinking water, and minding your own businessing. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/you know.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Friends, we are back with a live show in Los Angeles. We're going to be at the Largo at the Coronet Monday, June 19th.
It's our live show! It's our first live show in a while, and we are so excited to be together and to be with you. Come, bring your best friend. Bring multiple best friends. Bring your friendship questions and... Be ready to have a lot of fun.
Tickets are available at largo-la.com for Monday, June 19th.
See you there. See you there. People will be like, they're sick. They're not well. Maybe we should go and check up on them.
Yes.
Hello, Sashir.
Hi, Nicole.
I woke up naked today.
And is that okay?
No, it's not okay. I don't sleep naked. That's not my jam. It's not what I do. But I went out last night and I had a really nice time. And we did these shots called gummy shots. I don't know. It was tequila, a lime, and then a shark gummy. A sugary gummy. I don't know. It was really tasty. We did too many. And I got home and I was like, get to bed. But then I ate some lasagna and then I got to bed because it was Friday. And then I got to bed and then I woke up at 6 a.m. fully naked on top of my covers. I don't know who she is.
So you weren't even covered by the sheets?
No, just naked, airing out my puss. Wow. And... like, if a fire happened, like, I would have been naked.
You would, yes, you would have been naked if a fire happened. Or if anything
and
else happened.
And the firefighters, they would have been like, you're so naked. And they've been like, I don't know if I can save you. You're naked.
But don't you think you would have maybe, like, shot up and, like, got a robe or something? Or at least taken the covers underneath you and wrapped them around yourself?
I don't have a robe. What am I?
You don't have a robe?
I don't have robes.
Why not? You should get robes.
Well, what am I going to... When would I ever wear a robe? Like, when I get out of the shower and I'm like, let me sit in a robe for a minute?
That is precisely when you would do it. That's exactly what you would do. You get out of the shower. And if you're, like, not ready to get dressed, but just need to, like, putz about your house, wear a robe.
No, I'm not Hugh Hefner. That's his thing. And he's gone. So I can't have a robe. Sorry about it.
I don't think Hugh Hefner owns robes. I guess he did wear a lot of them outside, but a lot of people wear robes.
That was like his whole thing. Loafers in a robe and blonde women. Next, you're going to tell me to walk around with blonde women. I'm not Hugh Hefner, Sashir.
You know what? Why not? Huh. And why not? Ever think about that? Why aren't you Hugh Hefner?
Why aren't I Hugh Hefner? That's a great question. I could be Hugh Hefner because he's like all dead and stuff. And I could just take over and just be more ethical because he did some bad stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll treat my women well.
See, there you go.
There we go. What have you been doing?
Not sleeping. I don't know what's going on. I tried to sleep last night. Well, I was so tired yesterday. And I went to bed at like 9 p.m. And I was like, this might be bad because I might wake up at like in the middle of the night. And I did. I woke up at 1 a.m. and then couldn't get back to sleep. And then I started hearing little scratchy sounds in the house. And it was probably nothing because it was also raining outside. But I never know because I think I had like PTSD from the rodents that were in my house. So now I think everything's a mouse or something, or an intruder or something that's not supposed to be there. So just listening for hours.
Oh no!
Yeah,
I am sorry.
Yeah, and I tried to take a nap before this, and I couldn't. I was just laying there.
Oh no! I'm so sorry. It sucks when you can't sleep because sleep is so important.
And then people have been like, what do you do when you can't sleep? And I'm like, are people doing things? I don't have a routine. I don't do a thing when I can't sleep.
I take Ambien.
I don't have that.
Oh. You should get some.
Is it a prescription or just go to the drugstore?
When we went to Mexico, I got Ambien because I have such a hard time sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
I got it right over the counter.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bunch. I think it's 10 milligrams, but I can take 5 and go right to sleep, and it's nice. And it is a dead sleep. You are gone. Your soul leaves your body. And then when your soul comes back to your body, you are well rested. But I will say, if you take it, you gotta go right to sleep so you don't do bad things. Like, sometimes you'll like, I don't know, like, not like Ambien walk, but like you'll like walk and do things and not remember it. So just like
light sleepwalk?
Yeah, kind of.
Have you done that?
Once. The first time I took it, I took one and then I woke up and I don't remember this and I took another one. So then the next day I was a little zombie and my eyes were going in different directions. good times. But yeah, I only take it if I've had trouble sleeping for like 2 nights in a row. And then the third night, I'm like, I am so fucking tired. I'll take it at like 10. And if I'm having trouble sleeping past 10, I'm like, well, that's can't fuck up tomorrow. So I just struggle.
Maybe I should get something. I don't know.
I think that might be good. I wonder if there's things weighing on your heart as well. What a weird way to say it. Yeah, I wonder if there's just, you have a heavy heart and things going on.
Well, it doesn't feel that way, so I don't know.
Because sometimes in therapy, things will get revealed and I'll go, oh my God. And then I'll sleep a little bit better.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't actively think of what could be weighing on my heart right now. But I have therapy in a week. Maybe I'll sleep after that.
Yeah. Wait, you have therapy on Saturday?
Sunday.
That's wild. Have you ever seen the video of a man and another man and they're at brunch and he goes, hey, what's Saturdays for? And he goes, Sunday, fun day. And he's like, no, Saturdays. And he goes, Saturday. And then he goes, no, what are Saturdays for? And he goes, Saturday.
I think I've heard that audio, but I've never seen the actual video.
It's so funny. And I keep running across it on the internet. And I just, gee.
Saturday.
Okay, you said that you're not coming back the day you said you were coming back, which is really upsetting because it feels like you're never coming back.
I know. It does feel that way.
Lord. Oh, here's an update with pole dancing. I know it was burning in your heart and you needed to know. And you were like, what's happening with Nicole's pole dancing?
I would love to know.
That's what's weighing on my heart.
That's what's keeping me up at night.
I inverted.
Yes!
But not from standing.
Okay.
this lady on Instagram was like, here's how you invert if you can't do it standing. So I get into like a little backbend situation and then do it. And I did it by myself without an exercise ball under me. And then I couldn't get my butt up enough to like actually hang there. But I did it and I was proud of myself.
Okay. So you do a back bend. Where's the pole?
The pole is here underneath my armpit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like starting in the middle of the invert, but I'm not airbound. No, that's not a airbound? What's it called when you're in the air? Suspended. I'm not suspended in the air.
Airbound didn't sound wrong to me. It didn't sound wrong to me, though.
I think it was, though.
Is it airborne?
Yeah, airborne or suspended in the air. But I think airborne is what I was trying to go for. Yeah, so...
Bound for the air.
I'm bound for the air. Airbound reminds me like Air Bud. Isn't it funny that a movie got made about a dog that plays basketball and we all said yes?
Yeah, I still need to watch it.
Feel like it's very funny, but I don't really remember.
Is it even supposed to be funny or is it like a like heartfelt kids movie?
Uh-oh, maybe it's that. I don't fucking remember this year. Maybe I have to watch it too.
We should watch it.
I feel like Air Bud wouldn't get made now.
I mean, why not? People love animals.
I know, but like the pitch is like a golden retriever plays basketball really well. I think people would be like, no, let's make more Harry Potters.
Yeah, we are in a phase of remakes as opposed to new original.
Whoa! There's a lot of Air Buds.
Air Bud. Air Bud Golden Receiver. Air Bud World Pup. Air Bud Seventh Inning Fetch. Air Bud Spikes Back. Air Buddies. Snow Buddies. Space Buddies. Santa Buddies. Spooky Buddies. Treasure Buddies. Super Buddies.
Wow, I gotta see Spooky Buddies. I think that's the one I gotta see. A bunch of spooky dogs.
I also like that they were like, we're not doing sports anymore.
No,
we ran out of all the sports, and now they're just like a lot of dogs.
They didn't. What about Air Bud volleyball, Air Bud hockey, Air Bud pickleball, the fastest growing sport in America?
Do you know this for a fact? Why did you say that?
I feel like somebody said that to me. I feel like someone said pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America. Jordan, can you look it up? Please don't let me be wrong. I will be so embarrassed.
I do feel like I've seen pickleball all over the place. And I don't understand it.
Because it's the fastest growing sport in America.
Wow. As of April 10th, 2023, pickleball is America's fastest growing sport.
How did I know that? It's incredible what I know and don't know.
Also, how'd you know to phrase it like that?
I'm being paid by Big Pickle.
Yes.
Big Pickle Balls.
Feels like an ad. Are you ready to play America's fastest growing sport?
Yeah, I'm going to deal with Big Pickleball to spread the word.
Seems like they don't need the help.
No, they don't. It's going great.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Did I tell you I painted the ceiling of my living room watermelon?
No.
I painted the ceiling a luscious watermelon color. And then...
Now, are we talking about the inside of the watermelon or the outside?
What the fuck is wrong with you? Who has ever said and referenced the outside of a watermelon as a color? That's just green! What's wrong with you? I've never. You said, what? That's like referencing the rind of a watermelon and being like, it's off-white. What? I just got disproportionately angry with you.
You? Yeah. I didn't think it was like that.
I'm really sorry.
I thought, because I guess, yeah, it is green on the outside, but it's also got like lighter green waves. So maybe you painted it like a watermelon, and it had like green squigglies on the ceiling.
You think I painted green squigglies on my ceiling?
I wouldn't put it past you. You're sitting in front of black and white squigglies right now.
That is absolutely correct, friend. But no, I did not paint green squigglies on the ceiling.
It's also, like... the inside of a watermelon is just pink. Why wouldn't you just say pink or like anything else that's pink?
Because if I just said pink, you would think pig pink.
Why? How do you know what I would think when you say pink? Why do you think I would reference a pig? Why wouldn't I reference a flamingo or a tongue or
I would be so upset if someone was like, oh, I paint my room tongue pink. Ew, you did. Ugh, imagine going to Home Depot and sticking out your tongue and being like, the color I want.
I really love this color.
I love my tongue. I wanted this good color.
There's many pinks. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, but okay. Watermelon is like a specific kind of pink.
It's more reddish.
Yeah, or orangey red. So mine, the picture with the watermelon, it's the second one in. Number F3, 5, 6, 5, and 9.
From what brand? What?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea what brand that is, but that's the closest color that the ceiling is.
Is your chandelier still pink?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Watermelon?
No, that's hot pink, friend. I'm going to need you to get on board with colors.
I guess I don't know shit about colors.
It's okay. I forgive you. But yeah, that's what's going on. I've been painting. Also, I bought from Wayfarer, very cheap, a shoe closet, a shoe by the door, put them away guy. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not a shoe organizer?
Yeah, but it's got doors and stuff.
Cabinet.
A shoe cabinet. Mm-hmm. And then I bought a drop cloth, paint, primer, sandpaper, because I visited mommyblogdiy.com and she said, you can paint laminate furniture or like IKEA-like furniture. And I said, you can, mommy? And she said, yeah, read more. So I read more. Mm-hmm. And then I bought all the supplies I needed. And I'm going to DIY this year.
Oh my goodness. So wait, what piece of furniture are you sanding and painting?
This year, the shoe cabinet.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize you were still in the shoe cabinet.
Yeah, the shoe cabinet.
I thought
cabinet.
We moved on to a different piece of furniture. What?
No.
What color are you going to paint it?
Magenta. Everything's just kind of in the same color family. But this one's like more plummy. It's like a plummy magenta.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm making my place real fucking colorful. I'm smiling all the time.
Oh, good. That's good.
But I need a job. I gotta get out of here. I keep finding things to do. I gotta go.
Yeah,
gotta
you're go. Sanding a shoe cabinet.
Yes! Who would ever thought my life would turn into this? Go to mommydiy.com and sanding things down. Lord Jesus.
I commend you. I feel like I wouldn't have the patience to do that.
I don't know if I'm gonna have the patience to do it.
Yeah.
I bought all this stuff. Who knows if I'm actually gonna do it? Do you know? Lord. I hope I have not set myself up for failure with a task I cannot accomplish.
Well, if you can't finish it, you just have someone else do it.
Yes, yes, queen, yes. Outsource the work. Hire somebody else who'll watch them do it and say, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, don't do it wrong yourself. Tell someone else they're doing it wrong.
I also bought, to go behind my pole, I wanted to make it like pretty and stuff. So I felt good about pulling in my little office space. So I bought these 3D flowers.
Oh.
It's like they're squares and they like have fake flowers attached to like a trellis on the back. And they're more expensive than I wanted them to be because they're from Amazon. But all of the flowers keep falling off. And then the instructions literally say, if the flowers fall off, you better just hot glue them back on. And I said, those are what? You shouldn't have instructions to tell me when they fall off. They shouldn't be falling off.
Also, for all that, you could have gotten a piece of wood and fake flowers from Michael's and just hot glued them on yourself.
Fuck.
I mean, yeah, because, like, it doesn't. Probably would have been cheaper if they're going to fall off anyway. And you grabbed to glue them on
in my life. This is the worst day of my life. I can't believe. I went and bought a hot glue gun. I was like, I'm going to have to fix my wall. I bought a hot glue gun to fix my wall. And I could have just hot glued flowers to the thing myself. This is
devastating, Sashir. This is pretty upsetting.
I'm sorry. But, you know, maybe they won't fall. Maybe they won't fall at all. And you won't even need to use a hug already, gun.
As I've assembled them, they've been falling. And I've just been soldiering on, just carrying on and doing it. You saw flamingos the other day.
I did. Yes, I went to the Cincinnati Zoo.
And I'm really jealous.
There, it was like little fanfare. It was actually pretty hard to find where the flamingos were. It was like, I rounded a corner and I was like, oh, here they are. And they were just chilling. One of them had their legs up in a way that looked like he didn't know how to tuck it under his body. Like he was like,
oh no.
Like he like was a fake flamingo. He's like, yeah, we all do it like this, right? And it's like kind of out to the side. And I was like, what's that one doing? It was too tall, too.
It was too, it was a stork. It was like, yeah, I fucking belong here. Don't worry about me. I'm a fucking flamingo. God, that's so funny. My friend Madeline went to the San Diego Zoo and she said that a man was showing the gorillas YouTube videos. And when the videos would stop, and one of the gorillas made a seat, like gathered things and made a seat to watch the YouTube videos.
Ooh.
And then when the videos stopped, he would bang the floor to be like, more videos. Oh. And then I was like, that's cool. She was like, no, no, they're like imprisoned. And then you bring them this thing and then you take it away for however long. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I see how that's bad. But if I was going to do that, I would show them videos of how to escape. I would go every day and show them the same videos on how to escape a zoo.
Until they learn.
And until they learned. And until San Diego is overrun by gorillas.
Yeah, we saw the gorilla exhibit in Cincinnati. And, like, it is strange how human-like they are. I mean, they're 98% human DNA. It's...
What?
They have, like...
98%?
Yes.
2%? Is like hairy animal. That's it.
Yeah,
we're 2% away from being hairy animals.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, what does that even mean? Wait, can I fuck a gorilla? I mean, not ethically. I know ethically I couldn't. Like, I understand that, and I'm not trying to. And it's not like anything I really want to do. But like, could I?
You got there like, so fast. It took you like not even a full breath to get to, can I fuck it?
Okay, because like they can learn sign language, so they can consent. Mm. So could I fuck a gorilla?
Oh my God.
I don't want to, and I don't think it's right.
I guess I don't know what their anatomy is like. I guess it, I don't know how similar it is to humans, but I guess you could. I don't.
And then do you think my half gorilla, half human baby would skew more gorilla or more human? Do you think the 90, do you think the 2% would come through? Would I have a little gorilla baby?
Maybe it would just be like a hairy person. That's an extra hairy person.
Wait,
with really
Jordan,
rough palms.
Can you look up if there's any half gorilla people?
I'm so scared that what my the company is going to think of my Google searches. I'm going to have to go incognito. Give me a second.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I interrupted you, Sashir. You were telling me something about the gorillas.
Oh, like, there was one that was standing and its eyes were darting around. It just looked very human-like. It was just like, kind of like, what are you looking at? And I was like,
oh,
I guess
no.
You. Sorry. It just looks like, they look like they're too aware of what's happening. But maybe
That's
they're not.
That's pretty wild.
I don't know.
But maybe they are. Maybe it was darting its eyes around being like, who's coming in here? Who's Or maybe they were trying to like escape.
Oh yeah, they were like eyeing the surroundings to see which is the best escape route. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
A monkey seems like such a treat of a pet. But then remember that lady who had her whole ass face ripped off by a monkey?
I do.
That's wild.
What kind of monkey was that? Was it orangutan? Those are really strong. And those are actually closer to humans than gorillas.
Interesting. Well, I think I would want a spider monkey because they're cute and tiny. Oh my God. Imagine a little monkey riding Clyde around.
That would be very cute. Yes.
I want nothing more now.
Jordan, did you find anything on half monkeys?
So, yeah, and it's kind of weird. And so one, the woman, it was a chimpanzee, just like Judith said.
I see.
Because I think, I don't know the full, there's a realm of monkeys. And I believe that chimpanzees are the closest to humans. So in 2019, unconfirmed reports surfaced that a team of researchers led by a professor, I'm not going to say their name, from the Salk Institute for Biological Studies in the U.S. successfully produced the first human monkey chimera. There's a plethora. Chimera. The professor and others had previously produced pig and sheep embryos containing a small percentage of human cells. As with those embryos, the human monkey chimeras, however you say it, were reportedly only allowed to develop for a few weeks. Although development was stopped prior to the formation of the nervous system or organs, avoiding more severe ethical concerns, the research was reportedly carried out in China to avoid legal issues.
Whoa! God.
Like, what? Due to the much larger evolutionary distance between humans and monkeys versus humans and chimpanzees, it is considered unlikely that true human-monkey hybrids could be brought to term. Okay. However, it is feasible that human-compatible organs for transplantation could be grown in these chimeras. Chimeras, however you say that word.
Interesting. I was wondering, like, why the hell did they do this? But was it to create more organs for people who need it?
I think so.
Yeah. And I think the ethical thing is like, well, what if it starts to like
fully become form.
Like a fully formed thing that's like, hello, was I built in a lab? And then you're like, give me your liver.
Oh my God.
But if anyone wants to read more about these, there's a wiki page called Humanese.
Humanzee.
Like
sorry,
a chimpanzee.
I can't say any words.
Humanzee.
And there's a bunch of articles, like even the paragraph above this one saying that in the 1980s there was reports of experiments in human chimpanzees crossbreeding conducted in China in 67.
What? Damn, China lets anything go.
Yeah, they say, come on over, baby. You can do whatever you want.
A chimpanzee female had been impregnated with human sperm. According to this account, the experiment was cut short by the Cultural Revolution, with the responsible scientist sent off to farm labor and the 3-month pregnant chimpanzee dying from neglect. Oh my God.
Oh no.
The report.
Wow.
It just keeps sounding like they are doing it and then they're like, oh, we're scared, we have to stop this production, like
mm-hmm. I mean, for good reasons, I think, because did she consent, did she sign that she wanted human sperm?
Probably not.
I don't think you should shoot anybody up with any seed of a man without asking for consent first.
Mm-hmm.
Also, who was this man who was like, yeah, I'll give the sperm for a female guy?
Yeah, I'll have a half chimp.
Yeah, half he's a real baby. Freak.
Well, there's that one doctor who impregnated a whole town of women who were trying to get pregnant. What is it called? The Father or something? There's like a documentary about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There is also an OBGYN, I think that's what they're called when they deliver babies, who would, like, when he stitched women up for a C-section, would carve his initials on their stomachs.
Ew.
Isn't that fucking sick?
That's awful.
Yeah. Wild. But then also,
Does that mean everybody in that town looked alike?
Like the scar? Or
no, no. So sorry. I jumped back to that doctor who's impregnating everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dr.
Ooh,
Donald
thank
Klein.
You, Judith, you're fast on this. You know everything. Dr. Donald Klein.
I
was
guess,
he at least good looking?
Probably not. And I guess everyone probably looked just a little similar.
Ugh, he's not cute at all.
No.
I would be so mad if my baby came out looking like this egghead motherfucker. He's nasty. He's like
father.
Santa Claus. I hate him. What? So weird.
Wild.
And why did he did this because women couldn't get pregnant and...
Well, they were
like,
they weren't getting pregnant, and so they came to get, I guess, just other sperm.
See,
but they didn't think it was his sperm.
Oh.
They were
weird. Like, what a fucking weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Mm-mm. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Should we take a quiz or should we help people?
Maybe help people.
Let's help some people out in the world who need a little help and guidance. Okay, now, where's your verse this year?
Oh, helping people. The people need help. So let's help the people with help.
That was good. I liked it. The repetition of help was helpful.
I just really wanted to drive home the help.
Oh my God. Summer is here in LA. Let me tell you before we help people, the children are playing. I hear them splashing in the pool and screaming. I'm like, keep your fun to your fucking selves.
You sound jealous.
Your own yard.
You should splash around if you want to.
Oh my God. And be happy like them. Yeah, right. Maybe I am jealous. Jealous that children have such a freedom and no responsibility and not a care in the world. They just have to go to school, come home, watch TV. I don't know. What do children do?
That kind of stuff. Yeah.
Did I tell you one of the last interactions I had with like a teen? I was like, hi, how are you? And they were like, good. And I was like, so what do you like? Go to school? And all of the other adults were like, Nicole.
Of course they go to school.
Yeah, that kid goes to school. What's wrong with you? I don't know. The teens are scary.
Do you still want to have a child with a chimp?
I mean, no, don't do that, Jordan. I've never said that. I never said that. I never said I wanted to have a monkey baby. I was just asking if you could.
I don't want it. I don't want a monkey baby.
It really seemed like you wanted it. Yeah.
I don't want a monkey baby. No. Mm. No, if I were to have a child, I would have a human child. I don't want a monkey baby. I wouldn't know how to raise a monkey baby. I don't know how to climb a tree. I don't like bananas. I couldn't. We would have nothing in common.
Jordan, did you find information on how Nicole can have a monkey baby?
No, I don't Her want a dream. Monkey baby. Please. It's not my dream. I don't want it.
I do like
putting
the
words in my mouth. What?
So I like the reasons you can't climb a tree and you don't like bananas.
Yeah, those are the only reasons why.
Imagine your monkey baby is like, come on, mama, let's get in this tree. And I'm like, I can't. I don't climb trees. And they're like, mama, can you have bananas with me? And I'm like, I don't fucking like bananas, little monkey baby. And the monkey baby would be so sad. And then I would name it monkey baby. And that's not nice.
Yeah, you really don't want to monkey baby. It really dehumanizes this child.
Yeah, it's not nice. And then do I like put monkey baby in clothes? Or does the hair cover, like, my dog doesn't wear clothes.
I mean, you did say in one episode that if you were to have a baby, you would have that baby in a full tux every day.
Yes, Deuteronomy. I remember. And I just said to someone the other day, I was like, I think all children should wear power suits to school so they can learn how to take up space. And I kind of like really stand by it. I think it's a really funny idea.
That's very funny.
If I were to ever become a teacher, I would just have little power like blazers for the kids to wear, and they could march around and be like, I'm in charge of this classroom today. And then I would teach them, I don't know,
how to lean in
off yeah, how to lean in off curriculum stuff,
off book, going rogue.
Wait, did you read Lean In?
I did not.
I had never heard of it.
Also, I don't think the book is called Lean In. I think it's called something else, and that Lean In is a part of it, right? Or maybe, or is the book called Lean In? I don't know.
I don't know either, but you're supposed to like lean in to talk or something, right?
I think, yeah. I don't know if you have to physically lean in, but I think the intention of leaning in, like, yeah, taking up space or like putting your energy forward as opposed to receding inward. I guess.
You lean in and go, I have something to say. And everyone's like, oh, here we go again.
No, oh, she's leaning
Nicole's
in again.
Fucking annoying. She's leaning like, in.
In my face.
Since this conversation is already interesting, do we want to do the, like, is this weird questions?
Wait, Jordan, I need to hear what you found. Did you find something on chimpanzees and
no, just from that wiki. That's the only information I could find.
Oh, I thought you had more information on how Nicole could actually have a baby.
Listen, I do not want a monkey baby. I don't. It was a hypothetical, like, what if, could you? I don't want a monkey baby.
You are not the only person who has had that question before. So
I wonder if there's anyone in a relationship with a monkey right now who like goes to the zoo and they're like, hey, Charles.
Probably.
Because there was a lady who I think she was married to the Empire State Building or like,
yeah.
There's people who've been married to inanimate objects, which is really interesting to me because I love doors, but I don't think I'd marry one.
Yeah. You wouldn't want it to be like, I feel like it would be hard to be married to a door.
Yeah. A door can't cook me dinner. Like,
Then, like, you're going to get jealous if other people are handling it.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, my God. No, thank you. Do you write things down in your notes app?
Yeah.
So do I. And I was going through it because I have so many notes that I'm like, oh, I've wrote this down 10 years ago and never looked at it again. So I was cleaning it up and then I found an address and all it says is Big Fruit. So I don't know if it's Big Fruit to eat or just like a display of Big Fruit that I got excited about and I wanted to go back and see the Big Fruit.
I think I have to go to that address and see what the big fruit's about.
That's a fun mystery. I want to guess that maybe there was furniture that looked like fruit.
Maybe.
But maybe there was big fruit to eat.
I think it's probably furniture or like a fruit statue or something. But okay. Yeah, I gotta go see it.
Let's do this. Is it weird?
Segment. Hell yeah, dude.
Is this weird?
How do we describe this? People
write in. And
are you just saying what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah, is that weird?
No. Like, they do a thing and they want to know, is it weird that they do the thing? Or is it common? Basically. Mm-hmm. Okay. This person wrote in and said, hi there, my name is Aname. I won't say their name. And I'm from New Zealand. I'm not sure if that changes anything.
Yes, it does. You should probably read this in a New Zealand accent.
I don't know. I don't even know how to do that. Do you?
I don't think so. One weird thing that I do is I run every day in my house, not on a treadmill. Wait, this is very funny. You can read it normally.
One weird thing is that I do is that I run every day in my house, not on a treadmill. I run back and forth in my apartment, which is not very large. I run 5 to 7 kilometers, roughly 3 to 4 miles a day. And then every Wednesday, I run 10 kilometers, 6 miles. Whenever I bring this up to other people, they look at me like I'm insane.
It brings me a lot of joy. I'll light a candle, make myself coffee, put on the TV. That's how I watch a lot of TV. It makes me feel productive, happy, and healthy. Last year, I ran a charity run and raised almost $1,000. People ask me if I would ever run outside, and I say no. That's where people are. I love not being watched, but still being active and fit. This is weird, but also not weird, because yeah. I used to do that.
Oh.
When I lived in New York, I had a long hallway, and I was like, I don't want to go to Planet Fitness anymore. I hate Planet Fitness. They're stealing my money. So I started running up and down my hallway like 15 times, and I lost like a little bit of weight, and it was like fun.
Yeah.
And then I had a little exercise ball, and I would just like do little sit-ups on that. And then my roommate was like, this is weird, but also this is you. So I don't think that's weird.
Yeah, I don't like, if I can exercise in my home, I'd rather do that. I definitely don't want to run outside.
No, there's people and like cracks.
Cracks. Yeah, I actually do know people who have seriously hurt themselves from running outside.
Yes.
Because they tripped on something and then they like landed on their arm or something like that.
Not me.
And I guess you could do that in your house too.
No, but you know where everything is.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess like, why would that be any different from any other in-home workout? But it is interesting to visualize a person running in their home, especially if it's a small apartment.
I want to know if they wear shoes.
Yeah. Are you barefoot or did you put your sneakers on?
Yeah. Do you put sneakers on? The exercises I do, so I Googled, because I don't like the gym. It's not fun. So I Googled fat people workouts and I found this, I think he's Australian or he's English. And he's like, you could do it. You take a break if you need. This is the start of your new life. You're doing it. You could pause if you want, but you just have to finish with us. And there's always a fat behind him. So I try to keep up with the fat. And that makes me feel good. And then in between each exercise, we have to march. So it's kind of like walking in my house. It's like keeping your heart rate up or something. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's weird.
Yeah. I don't think that's too weird. I haven't heard of it before, but it's fine.
I think it'd be weird if she was doing like full or if they were doing full marathons.
Well, like they did. They did a charity run recently, which I guess I don't know
if it's.
How would anyone know? You're in your house by yourself.
That's pretty funny. You're just like, I'm running. And you're just moving your arms, pretending to be running.
Yeah. I guess I also don't know how charity runs work. That if you can just say, I ran that much, then it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
But is a charity run like a marathon, 26.29 miles?
I think sometimes it can be.
Oh. Well, how long would that take? Like, how long does it take to run a marathon?
Hours.
Ugh. Running for hours just seems really, what's it called? Mean.
Mm-hmm. Torturous.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not people get a kick out of it.
I guess so. Just a little kick.
Let's do another one.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's do another get weird.
Yeah, let's get fucking weird, dude.
What'd you eat or drink? What'd you do off screen? What did you do? What did you do, Nicole?
I was sipping. Okay, so I have this, my little water thing, and I have a liquid IV in it because I drank last night. And then I also have a little bit of coffee for, I don't know, coffee is good. But it's... I really like these liquid IVs. They really bring me back to life. Like that song, bring me to life. Wake me up. Wake me up inside. Okay. Hi, Nicole and Sashir. My friends from NYC make fun of the way I pronounce elementary. I'm from NY and pronounce it elementary. Wait, what? Elementary?
Tear? Terry.
Elementary. Elementary?
Yeah. Elementary. Terry. Elementary.
And then they say elementary. Oh, elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm not the weird one, right?
Mm. I guess they are saying all the letters. Elementary. Mm-hmm. We like remove the A, but there is an A there.
Uh-huh. Elementary.
Elementary.
Elementary. I went to elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Elementary. Elementary.
Elementary. Elementary.
Abbott Elementary. No. Elementary is weird.
Elementary. It's like hard to say. Elementary.
Elementary.
Wait, elementary Judith. School.
Jordan, how do you guys say elementary?
Elementary.
Yeah, I think it's elementary.
Mm-hmm.
This is how Google says it should be pronounced.
Oh.
Ooh.
Elementary.
Oh.
Elementary.
Elementary. So our friend is indeed correct. Google and we are all wrong. The fucking weirdos.
Well, the English language is so messy. Because we'll just like get lazy and be like, it's this, mm-hmm. even though it doesn't make sense. Or like things are, we drop letters, add sounds, and it's not easy.
It's not easy. I would not want to be a second language English speaker.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you still got to work on it.
You know what I mean. It's hard talking.
It's hard talking. Yes, I agree. It's hard.
Ugh. You ever get so tired that like you don't form good words?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm amazed that I was able to do that at all in this episode.
You did good, except when you asked me if I painted my ceiling the outside of a watermelon. It's the wildest thing you've ever asked in your whole life.
You got so mad.
Oh, we have finished the episode. And guess what? We have an email, NicoleandSashir@gmail.com. You can leave a voicemail, a voice memo, or a text at 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
And if you're going to read, we got words for you. Transcripts of our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, we have instructions for you. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Signing off from Los Angeles in Atlanta.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season.
and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.